morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, August 14th, 2019. We have 16 vessels, or actually 17 vessels, today on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15 in the afternoon, so it could be a bit breezy on the beach, but otherwise beautiful today. Wind waves from the northwest, 2 feet at 4 seconds apart, caused by our local weather, and southwest swells 2 feet high at 15 seconds apart. Those swells are usually coming from forces acting on the ocean way offshore, say sometimes as far away as Japan on the other side of the Pacific. And that energy is transferred all the way through the ocean, all the way to here. And so we often have, say we'll have swells generally from the west because the prevailing energy is coming to us from that western part of the Pacific. But the local wind waves can be caused by our local weather. They can come from any direction depending on what's happening right here. So interesting that we have those two forces acting on our environment every day out there in the ocean. And today we're going to hear the final installment of my excerpt from my interview with Columbia River bar pilot Captain Dan Jordan, talking with us about Buoy 10, the fishery that's happening right now. If you look offshore, from Astoria, Warrenton area, see lots of small boats out there in the river. They're fishing for salmon. It's a lovely time of year to be out on the river, but there are also ships out there. And so ships and small boats together, things to watch out for. So we're going to hear tying the ends together a bit at the end of my portion, at the end of the interview, some things to remind you about if you're out on the river in a boat. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. 3 inbounders, 10 in our Astoria anchorages, and 4 outbounders. We have the ATB commitment, arriving from Seattle today, probably passing Astoria inbound around 10 a.m. on her way to the anchorage off Vancouver. She's a petroleum carrier, and she'll probably arrive in the Vancouver anchorage area by about 4 p.m. The Mount Rainier is a bulk carrier arriving from Seattle, headed for Longview. She is picking up logs there at the port of Longview at the Weyerhaeuser docks. She will pass Astoria around 11:30 a.m. and be in Longview maybe by around 3. The Courageous, arriving from Japan, headed for Vancouver's anchorage. Wheat is her cargo, ultimately. She'll pass Astoria around 8:30 p.m. and maybe be in Vancouver by about 2:30 a.m. on Thursday. In our Astoria anchorages, we have off the downtown waterfront in Astoria, the African Finfoot, rather, is headed for Portland to pick up potash at the Port of Portland, leaving around 11 p.m., arriving at the port there in Portland about 5 a.m. Thursday morning. Tomorrow morning. We have some vessels awaiting orders offshore. The Frontier Leader, the Endurance SW, the Serenity C, the PRT Kaho, and the MSXT Athens, and the Nantong K at the Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria on the Washington side of the channel. Little Prince, Fortune Rainbow, and Blessed Luck are awaiting orders there. So a lovely and long line of ships out there in the anchorage, looking beautiful in the morning sun today. And our outbounders, the first ship that I actually saw this one go by at about 8 a.m., the Nordic Tianjin. She left Portland around midnight from the Port of Portland with soda ash on board, probably headed for Japan. Soda ash is used to make automotive glass. That's one of its many uses. It's a big commodity in world trade. The Western Highway is heading out of Portland with Hondas on board around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m., and the Emerald Strait is leaving Portland with potash on board around noontime, passing Astoria outbound around 6 p.m., and the Champion Bay is leaving Portland with soda ash on board, leaving around 4 p.m., passing Astoria outbound, then probably around 10 o'clock tonight. Well, I've been talking with you about safety on the river over the past week or so, sharing bits of an interview with Columbia River bar pilot Captain Dan Jordan. He's regularly on the river on ships, negotiating their way through a crowded channel that has a lot of small boats with people that are fishing. And so the concern every year during this fishery is high among people on ships because ships are big, they can't stop, they have a lot of momentum. They have blind spots where they can't see vessels, and boats are very small and the ships are very big and heavy. And they don't have any room to maneuver outside the ship channel because things are just too shallow once you get outside of that dredged channel for them. So this is the final installment of that interview. Let's just he recaps a few things, some things to remember if you happen to be on the river right now.
We just want people to be aware of the hazards so that they can have an enjoyable, safe day of fishing, and we can get the ships through without, you know, too much concern for their safety.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what you're saying about the boat's moving, the ship's moving faster than you think they're moving. I remember one time when I was at the helm of a sailboat and we were motoring out of the West Mooring Basin and I was watching the ship and I remembered that thing from when I was a kid that if the bearing doesn't change, you're going to hit each other. And I thought that I had it, I thought we had plenty of room, but the ship was just got there quicker and I had to turn and get out of the way. You know, the boat, I was really embarrassed. I think here I do the ship report and the horn, the person on the bridge went, and I thought, oh, how embarrassing. But I got out of the way, I turned. Yeah. But I thought I had enough room to cross.
Right.
And I didn't.
And that's that perspective point, yeah. I think. When a ship is, let's say, a half a mile away or a mile away, it's really hard to see how much it's moving unless you have a trained eye for that.
Right.
And so you look at a ship and, you know, it's a mile away, no big deal. And you go about your business, and then you know, 5 minutes later, you look back, and there it is.
There it is, yeah. So, I mean, in general, probably people should really just slow down and wait, and just let the ship go by. It's only going to take a short amount of time.
Well, that's a good point, and I would say, you know, we see a lot of boats just racing across the bow, and they could get to where they're going just as easy going around the stern of the ship, and we would really prefer that, because as soon as we see one boat crossing our bow, we start paying attention to that one. We might not notice what's going on with the other boats as much.
And there's also kind of a blind spot in front of the ships, because the bridge is usually at the stern, right? So isn't there kind of a dead area where you really can't see?
There is absolutely an area in front of us that we can't see the boats. We see a boat cross a bow, it disappears, we lose sight of it, and we just hope that it comes out the other side of the bow.
Wow.
Because by that time it's too close, we can't do anything.
Wow.
I kind of think about the trucks. When you're following a truck on the road out here, they have that bumper sticker on the back that says, if you can't see my mirrors, I can't see you. It's kind of the same thing.
And that was Columbia River Bar pilot Captain Dan Jordan talking about safety on the river during Buoy 10. And I wanted to just talk a little more about that experience that I had. I kind of made a joke out of it during the interview. But that was one of the most horrifying things that has ever happened to me on the river here. Well, it was probably the most, because most of my experiences on the river have been really great. But here I was. So just to give you an idea of how this might be for you, here I was at the helm of a boat, so under control of it. Other people are on the boat that I feel that I'm responsible for, and I almost put them in the path of a ship that could have hit them. And it was because I did not really understand the perspective issue. I thought I did because I'd been on boats as a kid, and there is sort of a rule that if you look at a vessel and the relationship to it doesn't change as you're watching it, it looks you're on a collision path. And I thought I had that under control, but he's absolutely right. There's an optical illusion thing going on out there. The ships are probably moving a little faster than you think they are. And I was just horrified, to be quite honest with you. And I don't want you to ever feel that way, because if anything bad had happened, I would have felt totally responsible. It wasn't even my boat. So responsible for someone else's boat, responsible for five other people, that's a big deal. And everyone who is out there on the boat, there's someone on the boat who's in control of the helm, steering it, and they bear that responsibility as well. So I don't want you to ever feel that you risked other people's lives or caused someone to be killed. And that could happen out there any day with a big ship and a small boat. So just be careful out there. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.